There's a sense in which, you know what, there's a, you know, I said not to keep company with fornicators, Paul said, but not altogether with the fornicators of the world, because then you'd have to go out of the world. We have to have some company with sinners, and Lord knows we were sinners ourselves. But that's what I see the apostles, you were sinners. I envy those that had the apostles and their times, in a way. So much simpler. I'm coming into this time. I'm just a young man. What do I know, right? Who wants to listen to me? I'm thankful for those who do hear. God will not be slack concerning his promises for you. You will obtain all the things he has promised. Verse 11, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And, you know, it's interesting. You could congratulate yourself. Oh, yeah, I love people. Oh, I love. You can love according to God. There's a proper order. Because I think about this and I say, okay, he says love. Because love is like the highest thing. Peter put it like this. Add to your faith, virtue. To your virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to kindness, love. To brotherly kindness, love. Think about that. There is a certain sense in which love is... what I wanted to say with that is simply this, that until you've learned to do all those other things, you can't properly love. Unless, like, for instance, how can I teach people to be righteous when I am if I myself have not obtained righteousness? There's definitely a block there, you know? That's why I have to have godliness. Add to your faith virtue. You're going to have virtue. Without virtue, you can't properly love. Without patience, you can't properly love. Without having added all those things added to you, if you just think, I'm just going to be loving towards everyone, you're going to love amiss. Meaning, some people's affection can be turned into hate. I don't want to offend anybody. It says, give no offense. So, even though they're doing wrong and wickedly, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Because I love them and I don't want to hurt their feelings. I mean, there are people who think like that. And I guess as I say it, I feel like it's ridiculous because I have a certain knowledge about love. And the people I know have a certain knowledge about love. But love teaches you much more than just making people comfortable. That can be affection and love. But the true love is to give, to do for someone what is best for them. That's why I say if God gives man free will, then he can't love man the way he says he does. Because man is going to destroy himself. Man is committing suicide by choosing to sin and not choosing Christ. If it is in my power to save someone, and I don't save them, it is manifest I don't love them. Like if my child is about to commit suicide... And it's in my power, oh, definitely in my power, to stop them. If I stop them, would you say it is because of love or because of hate? Obviously, it's because of love. What if I don't stop them? What if I just watch them kill themselves and say, well, I can't interfere. Free will, you know. If they don't choose to love me, you know, my love has no power for them. So God's love becomes somewhat less than man's love. Because any man who had it in his power to stop someone he loved from killing themselves would do it. You know, especially, and I don't, you know, it just popped into my head, euthanasia and all that stuff. Okay, well, whatever. All right. I don't think that, you know, I'm not going to get into that argument or even discuss that. But I mean, in general, let's say you have a healthy person who's depressed, right? You know, they're trying to kill themselves. Or like they're just killing them. Let's say they're killing themselves, not deliberately, like with drugs or something. Do you intervene? Oh, yeah, you do. Especially if it's like on a fast track, you know, let's say they're just hitting all this heroin, you find them zoned out, you know, something like that. Do you think you should stop them before they kill themselves? You try, right? That's why they have interventions. God has to intervene. Otherwise, his love is not manifested. So when we love, when it talks about love, understand love is the highest order of righteousness. It really is only obtained, you have to almost obtain the lower orders first. Because you can't like, well, I've got perfect love, I don't have patience. You know, that's, well, how can you love be perfect if you don't have patience? I got perfect love, I'm not temperate. How can you know, I've got love, I don't have virtue. What? All those other things have to come first. And love is built on the foundation of all those things. And so, you know, it says loving your brother, it sounds so simple and like such a, you know, I love my brother, he's a great guy. You haven't been circumspect and looking the way you really deal with things. People love to excuse themselves, you know. They look for loopholes, they look for, you know, all kinds of ways in which they might bring themselves in not guilty. But you know what? You're going to, in your life, do and say things which will prove you're a liar and that God is true. We got to love one another, not as Cain. He was of that wicked one. Why? Because sin lied at his door. It's sin. He was of the, you know why he was of the devil? Because he killed his brother. Duh. Not because Satan was like, you know, people, there are people out there who want to say, oh yeah, Satan was sleeping with Eve and blah, 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 blah. And I read Genesis and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I used to teach that too. And I think like, what are we, nuts? The Spirit of God has taught me much more excellent doctrine than such nonsense from men of perverse minds. Perverse, not in the sense of like the actual deeds. I mean, in the sense of twisting the scripture.